This is Radha Gopinath Temple. On the altar, there is Lord Krishna. On our right is Mother Janava. Normally, Srimati Radharani is on our right of Krishna. But with Gopinath, generally with Gopinath, Janava or Ananga Manjari is on our right. And then Srimati Radharani is on our left. Then back here in the corner, this is the sitting place of Lord Nityananda. As Lord Chaitanya came here and spent some time, so Lord Nityananda also came here and spent some time. In fact, Lord Nityananda was sitting here when he understood that Lord Chaitanya had appeared. When Lord Chaitanya appeared, Lord Nityananda was not in Bengal. He was in Vrindavan. So when Lord Nityananda understood that Lord Chaitanya has appeared in this world, he roared like 10,000 lions. That roar was heard all over the world. Did they teach you that in history? 1486 AD, there was a roar. Not a tsunami, not an earthquake. There was a roar. It was Lord Nityananda roaring in ecstasy, because he knew, now my dear Lord Chaitanya has appeared. And when Lord Nityananda left, he stayed in Vrindavan for quite a number of years. When he left Vrindavan, he left from here. So, of course, this was even before Lord Chaitanya came here. Lord Nityananda already, he knew, this is Radhakund, this is Shyamakund. But he did not want to reveal that to the world. He wanted to leave that for Lord Chaitanya to do. He wanted Lord Chaitanya to get the credit for discovering Radhakund and Shyamakund. So you see, Lord Nityananda, he is very advanced. Lord Chaitanya came and everyone says he discovered Radhakund, Shyamakund, but actually Lord Nityananda already knew. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Shishi Gonatai ki, Shishi Radha Gopinath ki, Srimati Janava Ma ki.